What's up, Noel Nation? I'm Jesse. This is Michael. We are Plant the Spear. Florida State gets a huge 27-20 win over rival Miami. Michael, the game was a little bit tighter than we thought it was going to be, but at the same time, when you talk about a rivalry game, it's really just survive in advance. And so Florida State gets the win, and that's really all that matters. You move to 10-0, you're already in the ACC championship, and you beat Miami. But like we said, they didn't cover the spread. It was a little tighter than we thought. But when it comes to a rivalry game, you just got to survive in advance, and that's what Florida State did. So give me some thoughts on this game. Miami actually outgained us in this one, and it was a little bit of a surprise, but I think this game played out like you thought it was going to. Miami has a good defense and a good run game, and that's what we saw in this one. Florida State was able to overcome that with some special teams plays, some dominant defense that they did. But, give me some thoughts on this one.
Yeah, man, I just think that, you know, we talked about this on the preview show that, you know, 15 out of the last 24 games were one-score games. And so, you know, last year's game and 2 years ago in 2020, those were aberrations. So, you know, the game had to return back to its means, right? And so, yeah, Miami came in with a great game plan. They were going to blitz. We knew they were going to blitz over half of the snaps, and they did that and more. And the offensive line probably didn't have its best blocking day, running or passing, but they made just enough plays that you felt like, we talked about this in the pre-show, that we felt like Florida State was in control pretty much most of the game. You just never could get that like kill shot, that one more score that would just make them quit. And kudos to Miami. You got to give it up. Miami came in. They played hard. You know, Emory Williams, that quarterback, he managed the game really well. You know, that touchdown there that he threw it towards the end that made it a one-score game. I mean, that's a heck of a throw. But we got the win. That's what mattered most. Jordan Travis, everybody stepped up when it mattered. Keon with the punt return. So, yeah, you know what? We got the win. That's what matters.
Right, right. And I feel like I was surprised. I expected them to maybe look at the freshman because, you know, that fan base and everybody was done with Tyler Van Dyke. And the funny thing is they were done with Tyler Van Dyke because of the turnovers. You know, we joked in the pregame show, called him Turnover Van Dyke.
Right.
He comes in. And he has the only turnover. So I feel like if you'd have had Tyler Van Dyke playing the whole game, maybe things don't go quite the same way. The freshman really did a pretty decent job of distributing the game, handing the ball off, hitting the passes when they were open. And like I said, you mentioned it, Miami played well, but Florida State, you felt like you were in control for the whole game.
Yeah.
You just never could get the kill shot. Yeah. When they were up 20-13, I felt like if Florida State went down and got the score, the game was pretty much over.
Right.
But you let Miami get that score. You fail to get that score. Yeah. But then you come back, you know, and you make the big special teams play. And at the end of the day, you know, like we talked about, in a rivalry game, anything goes.
Right, absolutely.
15 of the last, you know, 24 meetings were by one score, like you mentioned. And so at the end of the day, freshman quarterback or not, you still got done what you needed to get done. You're 10-0. You're already locked into the ACC championship.
Yep.
So none of this really bears into it. And, you know, Michael, I will say, like, man, Doak Campbell was absolutely electric tonight. It was this is the Miami, Florida State atmosphere that you expect. And it was on full display tonight.
Absolutely. I mean, for my first in-person Miami at Doak Campbell Stadium game, man, what an electric. I mean, it was hot from the jump. You know, I mean, they were into it. They were screaming. They were loud. That third down and fourth down, man, it was so loud. I couldn't even hear myself. It was so loud. I'm sure it wasn't, you know, Oklahoma 2011 loud, but it was incredibly loud. So kudos to the fans for showing up. You know, and I think, you know, Jesse, we have to give kudos to this defense. I know the box score is going to say that Miami put up 20 points, but if you watch the game, it wasn't a typical 20 points. It was a hard earn. They had to scrap for everything. And really, if it wasn't for that fluke throw at the end there, this is a 27-13 win.
Right. That was kind of like a blown assignment there that they got maybe lucky on a play there. I do think, like, on that third down late in the game, Doak was absolutely rocking. I know I was in my section just really trying to get the crowd pumped. There's nothing like Florida State Miami. There is not many environments that match this. It was extremely fun. As you guys can tell, we're out in front of Doak Campbell Stadium here. Right, the party is going on here in Lot 14. So we're just having a great time, just enjoying this win. But, yeah, man, you look at Miami, they outgained Florida State in this game, which is kind of surprising being that they did start the freshman quarterback. But like you said, it felt like Florida State's defense did good in this game. And outside of the one fluky touchdown, it felt like Miami really had to work for everything that they got. And I will say the one thing about this game was, even with the freshmen, that was surprising was Miami's been really bad at turnovers. Right. And they only had one turnover tonight. Right. Now, it was a crucial turnover.
It was a crucial one, yeah.
Right, and that's what sealed the game for Florida State. But at the end of the day, when you talk about another week, another battle against the ACC refs, Michael. I feel like, one, we had the down when the player was down. That should have been a turnover on downs there. It should have ended the game.
Correct.
You know, you had a possible targeting and some other things there that didn't get called.
Yep.
And it's really strange. Like, you know, when you think of if it was a North Carolina school, maybe they protect their playoff competitor, but I'm not sure why they gave Miami so many favors. But it felt like a lot of the calls really did go Miami's way in this one, and it changed a lot of the momentum of the game. And you saw Jordan's frustrations in some of these where he felt like he should have got a call that they didn't get.
That's correct. Oh, yeah, absolutely. I felt like the officials, you know, they started the game really well. You know, they didn't make themselves known. But I think it was that incomplete pass on Gritty Vance's interception.
Yep.
It was clear it was an interception. He had control of the ball, and then he rolled over as the ball touched the ground. But he had control the whole time. In the NCAA book, that is a catch. That should have been an interception. And they spent 5 minutes under the hood and came back and said the call stands. And I'm like, what are you looking at? But at the end of the day, you know, the refs, yeah, they made themselves part of the game, and they shouldn't have. But, you know, I just think this defense, I mean, you got to give – the thing is, think about this, Jesse. In the first half, Miami went into the half with like 96 yards rushing. I mean, they were running all over us. And in the second half, I think they finished with 121 maybe rushing yards, something like that. So, man, Florida State shut down the run game. They couldn't run anymore.
Right, and I think this game went a lot like we expected it to.
Right.
You know, we talked about how Miami had a really good defense, and they had a good running game, and they had a good defensive line, and we saw the defensive line get pressure on Jordan in this one. But that's what you expect from this Miami defense, from this Miami running game.
Right.
That's what we thought we would see in this one.
Yeah.
But Florida State was able to overcome the pressure that Miami brought. They were able to overcome the running game that they got. And, you know, I thought Miami's freshman quarterback did a pretty good job of managing the game in front of a really raucous crowd in Doak Campbell Stadium. But at the end of the day, Florida State's experience and just, you know, kind of like holding on during the moment, not letting the sways and momentum get to them, that veteran experience came back for them. And although I know they were a 14-point favorite and they only won by 7 points, you know, like we talk about, any time in a rivalry game, anything can happen.
Anything
can happen.
Absolutely.
And so, really, you just got to survive and advance in this one.
Right.
And now you turn your focus to North Alabama, which obviously, you got like a 99.9% chance to win there. And then, of course, you go to Florida in the Swamp, which is another rivalry game within a two-week window. So, really, I think with this one, you just enjoy the win. You go back and you look at the film, and then you clean up what you can clean up as you get ready for the Florida game. It was nice to see Keon back.
It was nice to see Johnny back.
It
was. He made some great catches.
Right, and you saw Johnny make some great catches. You saw Keon make some great catches. And you saw Keon make some great plays in special teams, which was something we were, last week we saw a lot of that. We talked about the punts and things like that had some mistakes. But, you know, overall, this is a team that you just find a way to win.
Mike Norvell talks about response, right? And so it's respond, and they just kept responding. You know, they got up 10-0, and then Miami made a 10-0 run themselves. They go into halftime. What do? They come back, and, you know, I wasn't a super fan of the onside kick early on, but they were like, it's close from getting it. So, you know, I get what Mike Norvell was trying to do, trying to give a spark there, but the defense holds, get a field goal, and then, you know, Ja'Kai Douglas and that, I mean, gosh, he was just a shoestring away from scoring on that. They had – I think I told you this in the pre-show. Is like they had so many chances to just get that kill shot, and they just could not get it. But you know what? They played really – they played to the best of their moment and the time. They rose up when they needed to. And we leave Doak Campbell Stadium 10-0, Jesse.
10-0. 10-0 in the regular season. And, I mean, you mentioned when you talk about Miami, you thought they would have multiple turnovers in this game.
Right.
You thought if TVD played, they would have multiple turnovers in this game. But they didn't.
No.
And so they actually played well, which, you know, in a rivalry game, you expect them to play their best game of the season. But you're 10-0. You're in the ACC championship. You feel good about next week, like we talked about it, with North Alabama, an FCS program. You feel like
they should only play one quarter.
Right, exactly. You feel like you should feel good about getting to 11-0. And then at that point, you're in a one-game season against Florida on the road in the swamp. If you can go in and get that win, now you're already locked into the ACC championship against a Louisville team that struggled against UVA. But if you go in and you get that win over Florida, you know, then you just really have to handle business in Charlotte and you're in the playoffs.
You're in the playoffs, exactly. Listen, a win is a win is a win. It doesn't matter. At this time of the year, it doesn't matter how pretty it is. Just win. Everything else will take care of itself. Don't worry about Washington. Don't worry about anybody else, Oregon, anybody behind you. Just win. You win out, I feel very confident that you're in the playoffs.
Right. I feel like as an undefeated ACC champion, you're good. You would be fine.
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, Michigan and Ohio State have to play still. That's something that has to come up. But like you mentioned, man, I mean, when you talk about a rivalry game, at the end of the day, you just really have to throw the records out the window and see how things play out. And Florida State survived in advance, and that's all you can ask for. So, man, I'm so thankful they got this win.
Yes.
They got to 10-0. It was just an insane atmosphere. This is what you expect from Florida State, Miami.
Right.
The crowd was electric.
It was great.
We had so much fun in our section. You know, I got to say shout out to a couple of people in our section, Jenny and Diane and Austin. We really cut up in our section. We had a great time. Man, we like my voice is probably going to be gone tomorrow.
Yes.
But that's what you expect from a Florida State Miami game. And you know, we're not traditional media. We don't just sit in the press box and be quiet. We're out cheering
we're
in the
out
stands.
There cheering just like fans.
Exactly.
Yep.
We're cheering. We're bringing the noise, and then we're bringing you guys a post-game wrap. So
now you know what the play of the game was?
What's that?
You know the play of the game was when Florida State got the ball back with like 40-something seconds, and they took a knee.
Took a knee. Something Miami doesn't have to do. They don't know how to do. So, like, Mario Cristobal, if you're taking notes, know what Florida State did. It's called a knee. So that is how you win a game, and that's something that Miami has not figured out how to do yet. So at the end of the day, Michael, we're
10-0.
We're in the ACC championship. Our tickets to Charlotte are already booked.
Yeah.
And it was a little closer than I thought. You know, the funny thing was I had predicted early in the preseason show the pregame show 34-13.
Yeah.
And when it was 27-13, I thought I was like, okay, we're about to be on the money here. And then Florida State, you know, they did a few things.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you get the win. You're 10-0. You feel good about everything. And, man, I'm just thankful to get a win over Miami. Because at the end of the day, any win over Miami, any win in a rivalry game, you just have to enjoy the moment.
Absolutely, yeah. With rivalry games, you just want to win. It doesn't matter how you get them. It doesn't matter how pretty or how ugly. You just want to get that win. With over 100-plus recruits here today, you had to win. And the message that crowd, that stadium, sent those 100 recruits saying Florida State is here and we're not going anywhere. So why in the heck would you go anywhere else but Florida State? That's
right,
what you wanted.
Right, and I'm sure every recruit in attendance saw that energy, saw the atmosphere that Florida State played in, and that's not an atmosphere that Miami gets to play in because you had more, you know, recruits at this game in Doak Campbell Stadium than Miami has fans at a home game, and so they saw the noise, they saw the energy in that stadium, and it's infectious.
Yeah.
You want to be a part of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man, like at the end of the day, Florida State gets the win. You did it in front of a house full of recruits, a house full of your fans and boosters.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's going to go a long way with this one. So Florida State makes it 3-0 over Miami, 3-0, 27-20. The Noles get things done. 10-0 on the season, double-digit wins in the regular season, headed to the ACC Championship. Yep. You got North Alabama coming up next Saturday at 6:30. We're coming to you live from outside Doak Campbell Stadium. You can see behind us the party is still going on here in Lot 14. You know, it was just a great atmosphere, Michael. It was so much fun. I can't tell you some of the chants that we led because they're not appropriate for YouTube. That's but right. We had some fun. We did a little bit of, you know, we did some U down.
That's right, baby.
We threw the U down, but overall, man, it was just so much fun. This is why you love Florida State Miami. This is why you love rivalry games. This is why they're different. And this is what it's all about.
Absolutely. And you know what I'll say too is, you know, in my section, I was sandwiched between two Miami fans, and you know, I was ready for all the animosity, and I will give it to them. They were actually some really great fans, and so one of the things he said to me was, they were coming in believing they were going to get their butts handed to them. So for them to kind of show up and play a game like this, you know. You know, there's no such thing as moral victories, but that's probably as moral of a victory they're going to get. And so, you know, kudos to you Miami fans that were super respectful today. Thanks for being hospitable. Thanks for allowing us to take that dub against you.
Yeah, it was funny because I feel like a lot of the Miami fans that I talked to before the game were like, look, as long as we can keep it close. And there was a girl in our section who had a Miami jersey on, and I saw her doing the F-L-O-R-I-D. And I was like, just take the jersey off. We'll forgive you, and all will
There's
be well.
Grace in the
right, exactly. So yeah, man, it was just a really good time. It was fun. This was the I came to a few home games this year. This was the most electric atmosphere I saw at Doak Campbell this year, and yeah, man, I'm just thankful to be 10-0 and headed into the next week. Of course, you got to handle business against North Alabama.
Yes.
You feel really good about that when you got to handle business on the road in the swamp at Florida, and then you got the ACC Championship, but. You know, you get the win over Miami 27-20, and that's, again, it's a rivalry game. You throw the records out the window, you throw the paper stats out the window, and you just you enjoy the moment and getting the win over Miami. So, guys, we appreciate you tuning in. Again, I'm Jesse. This is Michael coming to you live from outside of Doak Campbell Stadium. Just enjoying this moment, enjoying this victory. And we appreciate you guys tuning in. And so, obviously, we'll be back with you next week to kind of give some further thoughts about this one once we have a chance to kind of watch the film and look over some stats and everything. But until then, you guys just enjoy being 10-0. Enjoy the win over Miami. And as always, go Noles.
Go Noles, baby.